Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about three simple things you can do to improve your interpersonal communication. Three things you can do to make a better impression with people. Three dirt simple things. Number one, when talking with someone, make a point of turning your computer screen away, turning your phone volume down, or placing your PET, which stands for personal electronic thingy, out of your reach. Do something, anything, to visibly demonstrate they have the person you are talking to, your complete and undivided attention. This can even apply when you're over the phone. You know, a few weeks ago, I phoned up a sales rep, and the first thing he said to me was, "Mike, great to hear from you. Give me 2 seconds so I can close my office door so you'll have 100% of me." Brilliant. Number two thing you can do, listen with your eyes. Now, that may sound a tad goofy, it's a little bit odd, and no, this doesn't work well over the phone, but consider how we really demonstrate we're listening to someone. We hear with our ears, but we show we're really listening and connecting with someone with our eyes. And the third thing you can do, when you tell someone something you think is important, don't just tell them, ask the person what they heard, so you both leave with the same understanding of what was said. And conversely, if somebody is saying something to you that you think is important, rephrase what you think you heard so you both understand what was communicated and have the same understanding. Three dirt simple practices to get into every time you interact with somebody. And now my fun at work tip, a fast and fun meeting icebreaker. Have everyone tell their life story in exactly 10 words. It always generates some laughs while people creatively try to capture their entire life history in only a few seconds. And the quote of the week from Lola Gilliard, "Laughter makes longevity a lot more fun." I certainly concur with that. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, "Fear not, my fellow humanoid jokers. The robots won't be replacing us anytime soon, at least not in the ha-ha department. While artificial intelligence researchers continue to try and perfect joke-telling programs, such as Wisecrack, which stands for witty, idiomatic sentence creation revealing ambiguity in context." Yeah, there's an easy mouthful to say. "They seem to be making few inroads. Here are the two best jokes, in fact, that Wisecrack has come up with so far." They're kind of worse than dad jokes. "The performing lumberjack took a bow." Get it? Bow, as in B-O-U-G-H. "And what do you call a depressed train? A locomotive." So really, they're mastering puns, I guess. So I don't think computers will be quitting their day job anytime soon. Well, as always, I invite you to cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for more resources and to sign up for the print version of this, where you can then get the free ebook, 340 Ways to Put Humor to Work. And as always, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.